Sino sa inyo rito, you have been here for the last 3 weeks. Nandito na kayo nung nag-start tayo ng series natin. Okay, meron ba? Okay, mga tatlo, apat. So yung iba, mga siguro second week, third week, and then maybe for some of you, first time. For those of you who don't know, we are talking about the book of Colossians. Okay? Sabi nga ni Pastor Jeff, ang Colossians daw ay pag may LBM ka, so your chan is Colossians. Yeah. So kay Pastor Jeff galing yun. Kumuha Colossians mo. But you know, Colossians is one of the letters that, is one of the letters that Paul wrote. And sinulat niya to sa mga taga Colossae, and they call themselves Colossians. Okay? And in the first book, first chapter of the book, he talked about, or he wrote about the supremacy of Christ. And we learned from the first week, si Pastor Jeffy nag-preach noon, that Jesus plus nothing equals everything. Okay? We don't have to add anything on it. Even if you add anything on it, it's just nothing because Jesus plus nothing equals everything. If you have Jesus, you have everything. If you don't have Jesus, even if you have everything, then you have nothing. So Jesus plus nothing equals everything. You know, I really believe in this. And I remember when I first came to Christ, ang dami kong problema noon. I have a problem with my parents. I have a problem with my girlfriend. Siyempre, may pogi eh, may girlfriend. Sa mga wala, baka naghihintay lang. Okay? So, safe, di ba? So I have a lot of problems during that time. But when I accepted Christ, Jesus in my life, it's as if even if I don't have everything, feeling ko kompleto ko, and I know I'm complete because I have what I need most, and that is Jesus. Second week, we talked about the supremacy of Christ over religion. And we learned from that, natutunan natin dyan, it's there. In Christ, there's nothing I can do that would make you love me more, and nothing I have done that makes you love me less. In short, wala ka nang pwedeng idagdag. In short, it's never about religion. I say religion would tell you, you should do this, you should do that for you to be closer to God. You know, we can never be closer to God apart from what He did on the cross. It's only by His death and resurrection that we became close to God. So if you have other ways for you to be closer to God, then that is religion. And you know, kaya nga namatay na si Jesus eh. When He died on the cross, He told you, wala ka nang pwedeng magawa. At wala ka pang pwedeng ibang gawin para mas maging close sa akin kasi ito na ginawa ko na. Oh. Namatay na ako sa cross at nabuhay ako ulit para sa'yo. So every time you're doing something for you to be closer to God, or maybe you're thinking, Lord, hindi ko ito nagawa so hindi ako ganun ka-close sa'yo. You're insulting what God did on the cross. Because you're telling Him, it's not enough, Lord, I'll do this. Or maybe, Lord, hindi ko ito nagawa, kaya medyo feeling ko, hindi tayo close ngayon. Hindi ako nakapagbasa ng Bible, hindi ako nakatay ng church, hindi ako nakapag-pray. So it means your basis of your closeness to God is what you do. So pwede ka palang mapunta sa heaven mag-isa. So you see, what we can do and what we cannot do doesn't matter. What matters is what Christ did. And He is supreme over religion. Third week, last week we talked about Christ's supremacy over sin. And you know, what's amazing with that is it frees us or from the bondages of sin. Sino sa inyo rito, you can relate with me na one way or another, you have sinned before God. Nagkasala ka kay Lord. Iba perfect. Yeah, ikaw na, Jesus. I'm sure some of us, or most of us, or all of us here have tried sinning. And you know, a lot of people have this lie na, naku, sa sobrang laki ng kasalanan ko, hindi na ako mapapatawad ni Lord. Or maybe for some of you who already accepted Christ in your life, and then na nagawa kang kasalanan, feeling mo, naku, namatay na si Christ, pero nagsin na naman ako eh. So, wala na naman, bali wala na naman yung death niya sa akin. No, it doesn't. No, hindi po ganun yun. Christ is so supreme that He is more supreme than your sin. I'm not trying to tell you na okay lang magkasala. Okay lang magsin. Okay? If you really understood what Christ did for you, your natural response would be not sinning. And last week we also learned that Christ's death empowers us not just to sin, but to hate sin. Alam niyo ba magkaiba yun? Na not just sinning and hating sin. When you say not just sinning, oh, hindi ako magkakasala, oh, hindi na ako nangopia today, yes, 2 days na. Diba? Or hindi ko sinasagot yung magulang ko kahit nagtatanong. You know, ang sinasabi ko is, I'm not trying to tell you that you should sin. Kasi si God naman namatay na. If you really understood what Christ did for you, then your natural response is not just not to sin, but to hate sin. May isip mo pala yung kasalanan. Ayoko! Ayoko mag-sin. I hate sin so much. Because Christ died for those. And that is your natural response. Hindi mo pipiliting i-hate yung sin. If you really understood the love of God, and if you have experienced the love of God, then your natural response is to hate sin. You know, in chapter 4, we will be talking about today how or proclaiming the supremacy of Christ. You see, in chapter 1 and 2, pinag-usapan doon na sinulat ni Paul doon kung sino si Jesus at kung anong nagawa ni Jesus sa mga Colossians. And in chapter 3 and 4, sinabi rin ni Paul kung ano yung response ng isang tao na talagang nagkaroon ng encounter kay Lord. So in short, yung 1 and 2, more of who Jesus is. Yung 3 and 4, it's more of, since you have a relationship with God, then this should be seen, or these should be seen in your life. Okay? So let us read in Colossians chapter 4, verses 2 to 6. In verse 2, it says here, devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. And pray for us too, that God may open a door for our message, so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ for which I am in chains. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly as I should. Be wise in the way you act toward outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. And last verse, let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. As I've said, you know, in chapter 4, this is a response because of our relationship with Jesus Christ. So if we will be summarizing what we can learn from verse 2 to 6, it's these two words, pray and proclaim. Sabi mo nga sa katabi mo, pray and proclaim. You know, if you really understood the love of God, and you're saying, totoo, may Jesus ako, na-experience ko talaga si Lord, then this should be inevitable. Praying and proclaiming. Now, let's go for the first word, pray. Ano ba ibig sabihin ng prayer? For most of us, you know, I came from a background where I thought prayer is memorized. I thought prayer, when you say prayer, it's something that, you know, I should say so that I'll be closer to God. You know, you pray because you're so in love with God. You will never be able to pray the true prayer if you don't have a relationship with God. I remember when I first had my crush. Sino sa inyo rito may crush kayo? Yan. Woo! Talagang proud pa. Yeah, crush ko siya. Nandito siya ngayon. You know, I had my first crush. And yung unang-una ko kasing naging crush, sobrang ganda niya. Sobrang hindi siya, walang way para maging magkaibigan kami at magkausap kami. Na-try, nakaka-relate ba kayo doon? Yung parang feeling mo, langit siya, luga ako. Sorry for that word. Okay? Baluga ako. Lupa, di ba? Langit siya, mag nakikita mo siya, nasa langit na ba ako? Kasi may angel, di ba? Okay? Yung parang gano'n, yung parang pangarap ka na lang ba? Di ba? May kantang na lang gano'n, di ba? Pangarap ka na lang ba? Okay? O kaya, pangarap ko. Puro-puro pangarap, ano? You know, I have this first crush, and lagi niya akong pinapakaba tuwing dumadaan siya, parang talagang gano'n. Eh, syempre, ako naman, hindi naman ako malakas ang loob, pero makulit ako ang tao, mapagpatawa. So dinaan ko siya sa humor. So eventually, we became close. And you know, I experienced yung tinatawag nilang infatuation or first love daw.
yung puppy love. Alam mo yung ginagawa ko noon? Kinakausap ko siya. Tumatawag ako sa kanila. Kahit wala lang yung pag-uusapan. Yung tipong sakit-sakit na ng tenga mo. Ay, pagkatapos mong ibaba yung phone, parang aray. Parang may pilay na yung tenga mo. If there's such a thing. Okay? Tapos parang ano, tapos kakatawag mo lang. Tapos kakain ka, tapos ano, tawag ka na naman ulit. O kumusta, ano nangyari? Kumain. Di ba, parang bayat maya, kailangan may pag-uusapan. Yung pagtawag mo, kumusta? Okay naman. O di ba, after 1 minute, tinawagan mo ulit. Di ba? So, you know, I call her, you know, that woman, that lady, I think I was just 13 then. I call her, not because I have to. It's my responsibility to call her kasi she's my crush. Okay? Okay? I call her not because wala lang, para masabi lang niya na ano, na oh, may time ako sa iyo at tinatawagan kita. So, hindi yun. I call her because I have these emotions and feelings towards her. I am not told to do it. I just do it because I feel this emotion. You know, the same thing with prayer. For a lot of us, we think prayer is something that we have to do. A responsibility. Something that, you know, kailangan mag-pray ako para masabing close ako kay God. O kaya kailangan mag-pray ako ng mahaba para masabi na, ano, na Christian ako. Okay? It's my responsibility to pray. Pag hindi ako nagpe-pray, baka hindi ako okay kay Lord. You see, when you pray, it should be just a natural response because of the love of God in your life. If you really say that I have a relationship with God, then prayer is inevitable. Prayer is just natural. Hindi siya pinipilit, hindi mo siya responsibility. It's something innate and it will just come out. Hindi mo siya kailangan pilitin na kailangan mag-pray ako kahit antok na. Hindi, excited ka. You wake up even you're sleepy because you want to talk to God. That is when you say what you say, when yung meaning ng pagsay mong prayer. You know, in verse 2, I'd like to read that. And I want to just connote some of those words. Sabi dyan, devote yourselves to prayer. You know, yung sinabi dyan ni Paul na devote, okay, the natural meaning of devote, the context of devote when he wrote that, is it means not give up until God's response come. Yung prayer pala is not just talking to God, but it means devoting yourselves and listening intently and saying, I will not sleep, Lord. I will not do my homework yet. I know I have to do, but I will not stop unless I hear you speak. That is when you say devote. How about our prayer life today? Musta ba yung prayer life natin? Lord, thank you, Lord, for this food. Amen. Diba? Lord, salamat ang bayad niyo today. Nakapasa ako sa quiz. Buhay pa rin ako. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Good night, Lord. May in love bang ganon? Imagine niyo kung tinatawagan niyo yung gusto niyo, no? Hello, kumusta ka naman today? Oh, okay ba yung araw mo? Bye-bye! Katingin mo ba? yung gusto mo, ay, ramdam na ramdam niya, di ba? Nagustong gusto mo siya. Di ba? When when you say devote, you just wait intently until God speaks, until God tells you what He wants you to do. That is when you say devote. Another word from there is watchful. Being watchful. You see, the context of watchful during that time when Paul wrote that is it. You have a picture of the future. Since you know that Christ will come, since you know that Jesus Christ will come and save you, okay, and get you because na-save ka niya, okay, you have to be watchful. You have to have that feeling, Lord, I have to be there, Lord. I want to meet you. Kailangan, Lord, Lord, I pray for all those temptation, God, that na pwedeng mag-sin ako, Lord. I want to be closer to you. That is when he say watchful. And the third word is thankful. You see, how many of you here, you thank God dahil nakakapag-aral ka pa ngayon. Okay? How many of you here, one way or another, you thank God for your parents? Okay? Or maybe because meron kang baon ngayon, nakapunta ka dito. Yan. Okay? Pero alam mo ba, yung thankful na sinabi dyan ni Paul, his context is thankful because you already have salvation. Thankful because you have already been saved. I don't know, think of any reason why you have to be thankful. You know, see, I have a lot of things that I am thankful for God, especially for this year. Ang daming nangyari sa buhay ko. But nothing beats what Christ did on the cross 2,000 years ago. I'm thankful every day that I am saved. I'm thankful every day that He paid for my sins. And that is the reason, the main reason why I'm thankful. Another context why he said thankful is thankful. It means expect God's answer to your prayers. You see, when you pray, do you have the faith? And do you believe what you're praying for? Maybe for some of you, you're praying for something and hindi mo nga alam kung talaga bang ibibigay ni God o wala kang tiwala kung ibibigay ba talaga yun ni Lord. You see, when you pray, it's as if you already have it. When I prayed to God 8 years ago that I will be able to go to China, for me to go to Great Wall of China, that's my dream. One of my dreams is to walk on the Great Wall of China. When I was praying to God, Lord, I will be there, I already imagined myself walking on that wall a lot of times. Naniwala ako, I already have it imagined in my mind. When you're praying, are you saying just those things, but do you really believe that God would really answer your prayers? You know, that's what it means when you say devote yourself to prayer, being watchful and thankful. Prayer is just a natural response. You see, sobrang clear dito sa sinabi ni Paul, na gusto niya, yung mga Colossians, they would just be filled with their relationship with God first before they proclaim. It's very clear that Paul is so concerned with people's relationship with God before they go out and make disciples. Because you see, going out and proclaiming who Christ is just but an outcome of our relationship with God. And he was just so concerned. Sabi niya, devote, di niya sinabi agad dyan, okay, go and preach. Pinaalala na naman niya in chapter 4, sabi niya, just stay in God. Be filled with God. Let God satisfy you. Question is, sino ba yung nagsasatisfy sa atin ngayon? Who satisfies us? Ask yourself, who makes me happy every day? Who makes me, you know, want to wake up? Who wants me or who makes me energetic? Who makes me, you know, just go to school or to your university? Ano ba yung reason why? Is it God? Are you filling yourself or your heart with other stuff aside from God? Si God ba talaga yung nagsasatisfy sa'yo? Kasi kung hindi si God 100% yung nagsasatisfy sa'yo, then doing things will just be a religion. Will not be a response. It's just you doing it. You know, I'd like to make it clear. I want to use this illustration. Can I have this? You know, I have here a pail of water and a bowl. Hindi ako sa ano, natrabaho sa ano, sa mall, yung mga, ito nga po pala ang pitchel, tapos ang pitchel po, may lamang tubig. So may bowl po dito, tapos may baso po. Okay? Tapos may ganito pa talaga ako, no? So bagay. Okay. I have here two cups. One cup is a cup with holes. And you see, imagine this cup as your heart. And itong nagko-cover na to, okay, it could be anything. It could be your relationship with your boyfriend. It could be your status or it could be your family. Anything that you get security from. It could be your wisdom, your wit, magaling mo sa klase nyo. Lahat, anything that you get your security from. Or it could be God. Could be God, it could be anything. And you see, if it's not God, if it's just those stuff aside from God, it's just temporary. It means it can never fill you. It can never satisfy you. So, ang mangyayari, kapag finil mo yung heart mo, which is this, pinalibutan mo siya, pinakpan mo siya, dahil temporary lang, eventually, hindi niya kakayanin. Magkakaroon siya ng butas. Okay? Kasi nga, hindi nila kayang, kahit sinong tao, kahit anong pangyayari sa buhay mo, hindi niya kayang i-fill yung heart mo. You know, I want to quote J.D. Greer. He says here, your heart was created in such a way that only the eternal love of God can satisfy it. That's why if you fill your heart with anything aside from God, matatakpan naman eh for a time, sasaya ka naman eh. Pero ask yourself, how long will this last? And will I really be happy? Or am I really happy? Kasi kapag hindi si God, kung ibang bagay, temporary lang. Darating yung time, lulungkot ka na naman. Ang saya mo ngayon kasi in love ka dyan. Sa unggoy na, sa tao na yan, di ba? Pero, pag nakita mo na yung flaws niyan, yung mga hindi okay, maiiris ka, bakit wala? Ba't siya wala nun? Hindi siya yung pinagpipray ko. Kasi nga, hindi naman siya magkasatisfy sa'yo eh. You know, I have a wife, I have been married for almost 2 years now, and I never get my wife because I want her to satisfy me. Before I married her, I'm already satisfied with God. Hindi ko siya security. So sometimes when we fight, I don't go like crazy, oh, patay ako, wala na akong kinabukasan kasi ayaw niya na ako eh. Hindi, I have my security in God. So you see, let's go back to this cup. And imagine this is your heart and you fill it with other stuff. And when you fill it with water, okay, ang mangyayari, tutulo lang siya. Okay? So why? Because hindi si God yung nagfi-fill eh. Eventually, it will just go out. Okay? And that's what's happening when you're not allowing God to fill your heart. Hindi ka mag-overflow. Kahit anong gawin mong puno dyan, ano din siya, mabubutas, matatapon. Kasi hindi si God yung security mo. Another cup here is, of course, ito yung si God yung nag-fill sa'yo. When you're secured with God, and when He fills you, there's no way for you but to overflow. Wala kang, ang mangyari lang dyan, mag-overflow, yan lang mag-overflow. And you know, and that overflow is not something that you try. It's not something that you fabricate. It's just natural because punong-puno ka na, ahabaw ka. And that's what I'm trying to say, that when you're overflowing, your natural response is to pray and talk to God, not just for yourself, but even for others. You will find yourself praying for others. You know, in verse 3, sabi dyan, can we read in verse 3 of chapter 4? Sabi dyan, and pray for us too, that God may open the door for our message, so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ for which I am in chains. In verse 4, sabi na naman ni Paul, pray that I may proclaim it clearly as I should. You see, when you have a relationship with God, hindi ka lang content or hindi ka lang consumed. Sayin yun ni Lord. It goes out and overflows, and even people, you will pray for them. You know, I remember 2 years ago, I became a missionary in Central Asia, particularly in Kyrgyzstan. I stayed there for 1 year. And nung pumunta ako doon, meron kaming church na pinlant doon. Okay? And nung pumunta ako doon, yung meeting namin, minsan, ang pupunta sa church namin, 5 tao. Okay? Kayo, ang dami nyo na dito. No? Doon, 5 tao, nag-prepare ako ng preaching like this. Tapos, 5 sila. Tapos, yung 3 doon, missionary pa. So, 2 lang talaga yung ano. 2 lang talaga. 4 kaming missionary eh. Yung 2, mga, yun yung na-invite namin. Imagine mo yun, grabe. And you know, during those time when I was there, it's really hard, you know, preparing for a message and then pag dumating, ang pupunta lang, 5. Parang during those time, nakaka-down, people are praying for me. This church is praying for me. They're not just praying for me to be fruitful, to preach the gospel. They're praying for me to be safe from the works of the enemy. Imagine mo kung ako yung nagpipreach, tapos ako yung nagfall sa temptation. How about those people? I'm sure God will still speak to them. Pero, di ba? Umaga, how can I be able to reach out if I'm not okay with God? Kung ako mismo, nagsisin ako, tapos nagpipreach ako sa kanila, hate sin. And you know, those people here, even my friends, they pray for me. They do that because it's overflowing their love. The love of God in their life is just overflowing and they can pray for me. And you know, I want to show you a picture of our church. I went there last month. Ito na yung church ngayon, okay? Sa inyo siguro medyo maliit yan. Pero kung makikita nyo lang kung ilan kami, 3 years or 2 years ago, you will say that, grabe, ang galing talaga ni Lord. You know, we have a place, so we are meeting now. We have microphones, we have a guitar, we have yung PowerPoint, may mga chairs. And I think 2 weeks we were there, two Sundays in your sem break, I think average of 15 to 20 people are there. And it's really something. And hindi ko mapagmamayabang sa inyo na kasi ang galing namin eh. People backed us up with their prayer. People were praying with us and for us. Question is, what are your prayer concerns today? Pag nagpe-pray ka, pakinggan mo yung prayer mo. Is it just about you? Lord, sana po ako, Lord. Sana po ako, Lord. Lord, sana maging ganito po, Lord. Puro ikaw, no? You're not the sun. The world does not revolve around you. Okay? Have you tried praying for others? Have you tried praying for missionaries who suffer or sometimes their lives are in danger? Do you pray for missionaries, for pastors? Do you pray for your friend who is a leader and who is reaching out and ministering to your classmates? Or do you even pray for your classmates? Pag nakikita mo yung mga classmate mo, do you have this natural instinct and overflowing love that's coming from God to pray for them? You see, prayer is just a response, a natural response, if you experience the love of God. And I hope all of us will just devote ourselves to prayer. Sabi mo nga sa katabi mo, pray naman dyan. Okay? Another is the word proclaim. In verse 5, let me read in verse 5. It says there, be wise in the way you act toward outsiders. Let's focus first on the word be wise. Bakit ba kailangan maging wise? Alam nyo ba na yung mga kaklase nyo, and lalo na kung alam nilang Kristiyano ka at umaten ka dito sa Victory or nag-Victory group ka, they are really looking at your life. They are not just saying, ah, taga-Victory yan, okay na yan. No. Sometimes it's harder because you have this credibility. And when you fall, it could make or break them. It could make you, it could make you na mahirapan ka lalong mag-invite sa kanila. Be wise. The question is, in the classroom, are you still cheating? You're saying, okay, I love Christ, I love Jesus, pero kapagdating mo sa classroom, oh, invite tayo sa Thursday. Attend tayo doon. Tapos kapag may exam na, classmates, cheatmates, yeah. Tabi-tabi naman tayo. When you talk, is it full with grace? When you talk, do they hear Christ? Or do they hear something that is not pleasing to Christ? You see, it does not just end pag hindi ka nagmumura. Akala kasi ng iba, oh, hindi na ako nagmumura, so okay na ako kay God, ha? You know, gone are the days that, you know, ang level mo lang, hindi ka nagmumura. Kung talagang na-experience mo si Christ, you can just go more than hindi nagmumura. You can preach the gospel. You can share hope to your classmates who are hopeless. You can ignite yung feeling na lalo na down sila, may problema yung magulang nila. Tapos ikaw na Kristiyano, pagdating doon, ikaw pa yung pasimuno. Classmate, ano tayo? Cutting class tayo, classmate! Are we being wise with the way we live? When we go home, di ba? Sinasabi mo, anay, galing ako sa church eh, you know? Christian, do they see the change? Yung kwarto mo ba? Nililinis mo? Baka naman pagpasok namin sa kwarto mo, parang gubat, no? Nakakawala. Ay, saan na pala? Dito pala yung labasan, no? Nawala ako, magpasok ko. Hindi ko alam pa paano lumabas. Sa sobrang kalat. Or maybe your mom would tell you, oh, maghugas ka nga eh. Eh, nagpapasa ba ako ng Bible? Istorbo ka eh. Diba? Nakikita ba nila si Jesus sa buhay mo? Diba? Can they see Christ in you? You see, people today are wise. Yeah, you can preach. You can share them, oh, Jesus loved you. Jesus died for you. But you see, they also watch your life. They also see how you talk. They see how you pag may problema na nagkakagulo na, bagsak lahat kayo sa class, do you start, you know, whining? Eh, grabe, bagsak na naman. Bagsak na talaga tayo. Ikaw ba yung pasimuno ng ng reklamo? Ikaw yung president of reklamador. Diba? Or do you say, okay lang yan. Okay lang yan. May pag-asa pa tayo. May last quiz pa. I remember, when I was in college, I always share this story. Meron akong last quiz na. And five quizzes, bagsak ako. Pero mahirap kasi yun eh. Okay. I was studying engineering and palusot lang, no? I was studying ECE and ang hirap, that's communication nata eh. Communication 2. So, hirap ako noon. Tapos, wala akong napasang quiz. Tapos, yung last quiz, okay, akala ko, yun na yung pag-asa ko talaga. Anong nangyari? Ano, hindi ko alam na may quiz pala. Tapos, surprise! Bumagsak ulit ako. Pero during that time, I remember myself telling my classmates, okay lang yan. May finals pa. May pag-asa pa. Hindi tayo babagsak. Okay? And I was just, you know, thinking, ano kayong iniisip ng mga classmates ko? And one of them told me, bakit meron ka pa rin hope? Ba't parang hindi ka na-down? Ba't parang iba? Yung iba parang isang quiz lang na binagsak, feeling mo bagsak na. But what's with you, you know, be wise in reaching out to your friends because they look at your life. You know, I want to show you a picture of two of my friends in Kyrgyzstan. Do we have that? Okay, the one with the yellow hat is me. Okay, we were, you know, wala kaming magawa ng snowboarding, ski, gano'n. So, in the middle is Artek, his name is Artek, and the other one is Isken. Isken is a really deep Muslim. As in talagang pupunta yan sa mosque, tapos every day he prays 5 times. Talagang ano siya, devoted Muslim. And magpinsan sila ni Artek. And one time, nagka-problema si Artek, and I preached to him the gospel. Of course, as a Muslim, he did not accept the gospel. And then I preached to him again, and there's something that God is doing. And then I told him, why don't you just go to your cousin? He is a devout Muslim, and you see, he can help you. Kasi Muslim silang pareho eh. Sabi niya, you know, he goes to mosques, he prays, but I cannot see something in him that I see in you. Parang walang change. Parang yung buhay niya, napupunta lang siya ng church, pero walang God. Okay? And the same way with us. You see, there are a lot of Arteks in your life, your classmates probably, your friends, your parents, and you might be saying, I'm a devout Christian, you know, that like that guy, the third one. And aside from you telling it, can they see it in your life? And if they see it, are they affected by it? Or sasabihin na lang nila, pupunta ng church yan, nagbabasa ng Bible, nagpe-pray. Pero, ganun pa rin, wala naman nagbago. Can they see the change? I hope, and I challenge you, that you are being wise. Okay? Hindi mo fina-fabricate, but you see, allow the Holy Spirit to empower you to be changed. Another word from that is the word make the most of every opportunity. Every time you go to your classroom, do you see that another opportunity for you to invite your friends? Or sobrang familiar ka na, okay lang, may 4 years pa naman kami. Sa 4th year na lang. Diba? Okay lang, inanay ko naman, nandiyan pa, matagal pa mamamatay yan eh. Tsaka na lang, kapag mga ano, pag matanda na sila, pag malapit nang mamatay, para talagang i-accept na nila si Christ. Do you see every opportunity? Do you do something? Do you pray? Do you preach the gospel? Do you invite? Do you do something even if it's fearful? Even if it would cost your image? Ay, Christian na lang, nalaman nila. Eh, ano naman? Diba? Kasi that's something change you. That's something change your life. Ayaw mo ba na mangyari rin yun sa mga kaibigan mo? Are you so selfish that you're just here enjoying this message while other people out there are sinning and they don't even know that you exist and you have this Christ na yun din pala yung kailangan nila? Baka yun pala mga kaibigan mo, kapares mo rin dati na walang life unless bumasok si Christ. Baka kailangan din natin i-share yung si Jesus sa buhay nila. Do you see every opportunity? Do you find that opportunity? Are you being deliberate? Are you being watchful of that strategy na papasok ko ng maaga? I remember when I was in college, may one-to-one kasi kami ginagamit dito, yung ginagamit namin pang share ng gospel. Yung one-to-one, piniplace ko siya sa ano, sa ibabaw ng table ko. Eh malaki yun, may nakalagay na one-to-one eh. Agad nakalagay dyan. Tapos yung classmate ko, ano yan? Hey, gusto mo i-share ko? Di ba? Strategy! Maaga ako pumapasok para pag maaga rin siya, may time ba kami mag-one-to-one? Ikaw ba, late ka na pumapasok? Baka naman papasok ka na lang pag nandyan na yung prof, una-una ka pa ng prof. Di ba? Wala nang time. Wala lang time to share. Are you using every opportunity to preach the gospel? I hope, sabi dyan ni Paul, make the most of every opportunity. In Romans chapter 15, verse 20, it says there, it has always been my ambition to preach the gospel where Christ was not known, so that I would not be building on someone else's foundation. Is it your ambition? Is it your prayer? Is it your desire for people to know Christ? Or are you just so familiar with them going to hell? Or maybe them not having Christ? When you see your friends, do you see hope that one day they will be saved? Or do you pray that God will use you for them to be saved? I have a picture of a car. You know, I know someone who does repair car. Okay? Pag nakakita siya ng kotse, ang naisip niya agad, uy, gaganda to pag nagawa. Naisip niya agad yung opportunity para maging maganda. Hindi niya nakikita, naku, patay, sira na to. Naku, hindi, wala na to agad. He sees opportunities every time he sees a wrecked car. Imagine your friend, okay? And yung friend mo, dahil sa sin, that friend of yours was wrecked or became wrecked. And when you see your friend, do you say, grabe, sama ng kaibigan ko, mura ng mura, nangungopia, babaero, okay? Mabawang hiningin. Okay? Lahat na lang ng negative, no? Naisip mo na? Hindi mo ba naisip na that is an opportunity for you to preach the gospel? Christ came for sinners, friends. Christ came for people who don't know Him, who don't have a relationship with Him. And probably the reason why you're here, why you are friends with those people, is for you to preach Christ to them. Hindi aksidente na naging kaklase mo yan. At apat na taon mo magiging kaklase yan. Sana wag mo nang antayin yung time na nag-graduate na kayo. Tapos, hindi niya nakilala si Christ. Tapos ikaw, close na close ka. Kay Lord, nagsa-church ka. Active na active ka. Umikot na yung buong mundo mo sa church. Wala ka ng ibang ginawa kundi mag-church. Hindi mo na-invite yung family mo. No, don't wait for that time. When they will say, bakit hindi mo sinare? Sayang, nung time na yun, kailangan ko talaga si Christ. Sayang, nung time na yun, I was so problematic. Tapos nag-ask ka ng prayer, Lord, give me the sign that I will share the gospel. Hello? Namatay na kasi Jesus, sign na yun. Na kailangan mo i-preach God. Sa kanya, hindi mo na kailangan ng audible voice, preach the gospel. Hindi na. Sinabi na yun sa Matthew 28 eh. Go and make disciples of all nations. You don't have to have a sign. Kailangan mo umusok-usok pa para i-preach mo. Lord, kapag umiyak to, mag-preach talaga ako, Lord. Hindi na. The fact that person is wrecked and sinner and a sinner, it means you have to share the gospel to that person. You know, as I close, I want to show you different kinds of... I want to show you a picture of houses. You see, there are different houses. May mga bahay na maganda yung... na hindi maganda yung labas, pero maganda yung loob. Okay, example this, okay? So, yung gabi na-remind ako, sa totoo lang, yung maliit pa ako hanggang high school, medyo ganyan yung bahay namin. Walang joke. Kasi ano eh, nasunugan kasi kami. And then, tumira kami sa ganyan. Anyway, naiyak ano, nag-reminis eh. Okay. You know, there are houses like this. You know, it's not good from the outside. Pero magugulat ka. Ano kaya, ano kung yung bahay na yun, pag pumasok ka, ito pala yung loob. Tingnan natin, yan yung loob. Oh. Magugulat ka ba? Di ba? Astig yan, oh. Pakita mo nga ulit. Yan. Tapos pag binukas mo yung pintuan, yan. Gulat ka ba? You see, it's funny, but some Christians are like that. They're good inside, you know, praying, attending the church, okay, reading their Bible, small group, okay, ang ganda-ganda eh. Pero when people look at them from the outside, walang connection. Parang ayaw nilang makasama kasi weird. Walang ibang ginawa kundi magpipray sa loob ng classroom, magpipray. Break time, huwag mo muna ako asamin, pipray ako kay Lord. Nagbabasa ka, nagre-recite ka ng verse, John 3:16, for God to love the world. Ayaw ka nilang makasama. Imagine another house na ang ganda ng labas. Yan. Diba? Pagpasok mo sa loob, pasok. Yung pala yung loob. Diba? And you know, there are people like that. Christians are like that. Grabe ang ganda ng connection nila sa mundo. Some of them are even sharing. Some of them are inviting their friends here. But when you look inside, it's garbage. It's sin. Something is wrong in their life. You know, okay lang siya sa outside, may dalang Bible. Pero, pag tinignan mo talaga yung buhay, laging ganun pa rin yung buhay, kung ano yung buhay nila dati, ganun pa rin. You know, that is not the design of God for us. Ang sinasabi ni Paul dito, sa chapter 4, pakita natin yung magandang bahay. At pag bumasok ka, yung maganda, that's the design of God sa buhay natin. It starts from within. You know, yeah, we can reach out, but it starts with a relationship with God. And if it's natural, if it's really true, if you're saying that it's overflowing, the love of God in your life, then even if you minister to other people, let's show the house, the good house. You see, even if you go out to people, you will just sobrang ma-amaze sila sa life mo. They will be attracted with your life. Kasi it's from within. You have a relationship with God. It's overflowing. You don't have to fake it. It's just gonna come out. And they will be attracted. They will be invited here. Maybe some of us here, there's this desire to invite. But probably there's a problem from inside. Maybe you have to settle something to God or with God. Lord, I'm living in sin. Lord, I'm not opening up. Lord, I have this desire, but I cannot. It starts with the relationship with God, my friends. And if it's really natural and true, then it's just inevitable for you to invite. Walang ano yun. Wala nang effort. Magugulat ka na lang buong klase mo may invite mo dito. Buong classmates mo. Kasi kita nila sa buhay mo eh. Hindi ka mahirapan. Start with a relationship with God and proclaim the word of God. Not by works, but it's just natural. Can I just pray for you?